各位菩萨，大家好。
Good morning, everybody.
这是我第二次来这里，参加这个周日讲经哈。那上一次是大概2年多前的事情了。
This is the second time coming here to give a Dharma talk. Last time it was more than 2 years ago.
第一场的时候是讲的比较偏向理论上的论述，那这一次的话，我会讲一些比较偏向实际操作的时候遇到的一些问题。
First talk, I focus on theoretic principles, understandings, but this one I'm going to focus on more practical how to apply these theories into our practice.
那之前的演讲里面有提到，就是提到空的概念。那在我们学佛修行的时候，有一个很重要的目标，就是要自己去亲身体验什么是空。那就是所谓的开悟。
First talk, I mentioned about the concept of emptiness. As you all know, when we practice Buddha Dharma.It is very important goal for us to experience what emptiness is. And emptiness also can be called enlightenment.
那要怎么开悟呢？要想开悟的话，必须要有善根。那怎么样知道自己有没有善根
？Now, how do we get enlightened? If you want to get enlightened,You need to have a very virtuous roots. And how do we know that whether we have virtuous roots or not?
大家应该都听过六祖慧能大师的故事哈，他只听了一句《金刚经》里面讲的“因无所住而生其心”，就开悟了。那可是我们自己每天诵一部《金刚经》，加一部《楞严咒》，加个普门品。但是什么事都没有发生，那怎么会差那么多
？We all heard the story of six patriarch Master Hui Nen. His story, Master Hui Nen, upon hearing one phrase, "Without abiding, mind arising," he got enlightened. Now myself, I recite Diamond Sutra, and also the chapter of Universal Gate, plus the Sringama Mantra, and nothing had happened. What happened? Why is so much difference?
那表示什么？表示我们没有善根。对，那没有善根怎么办？要去培养。那培养的方法其实就是修行。
Now, that means, what does that mean? That means, you know, I don't have very virtuous roots.Then what do we do? How do we change that? Then we have to cultivate. We have to cultivate so that we will have virtuous roots. And how? It's through practice.
那也许我们透过修行，透过阅读，我们大概大致上懂了空的概念，但是知道理论跟你真正体验到空是不一样的，就像你有驾照不一定真的会开车是一样的。
So for some people, even though they understand the concept of emptiness, but that doesn't mean they are enlightened, because there is a distance between theoretic understanding and actual realizing what emptiness is.Just like a person who has a driver's license, that doesn't mean he knows how to drive a car.
我们虽然知道无常，知道无我，但是当有人骂你的时候，还是会生气。那或者亲人过世了，我们还是会伤心。那所以空啊、无我啊，大家都会讲。但是不一定能够应用在生活当中。
For example, we know what impermanence is, And we also know what no self is. However, when someone scolded us, we also will feel angry. Or when the loved ones passed away, we will feel sad. So even though emptiness or impermanence, we all know how to talk about it, but that not necessarily we apply them into our daily life.
所以我们必须要从基础打起。好，那基础的话就是从五调整五个项目开始，慢慢的把我们身心调到最佳的状态，让我们的心能够调整成平静、安定跟敏锐的心。那只有在这样子敏锐的心，才能够帮助我们对空、对无我的观念有深入的思维，那从而真正的去体会并且融入到我们的生命当中。
So, to change that situation, we need to really, put effort into having and build up a very good foundation, for practice. And the practice, foundation, if we have it, then we will have a much, stable and calm body and mind that will allow us, our mind to be calm, and also very sharp and alert. This is the better conditions for us to really be able to experience the nature of emptiness.
那要调整代表着我们自己要有所改变，但是要改变其实是不舒服的。比如说我们平常用右手刷牙，突然要你改成用左手刷牙，那你会觉得全身不对劲，但是既然我们想要有进步，想要修行，我们就必须逼着自己要有所改变。
So to change, to regulate our body and mind, that means we need to change. And you know, change is not easy. Nobody likes to change. For example, if you have a habit of using your right hand to brush your teeth, and one day if I ask you to change it into a left hand, then you all of a sudden don't know how to brush your teeth. So this kind of adjustment and regulation needs to have this willpower to say you want to change and go through the training and cultivation about change your behavior and habits.
那我们改变或调整自己身心的时机，并不是只有打坐的时候才来改变，而是我们随时随地都要做调整。
And to adjust our body and mind, not just only when we were in our sitting meditation situation, it's at all times, in all situations, we need to also cultivate just our body and mind.
所以如果你们有来打禅期的经验，可能有时候你在打坐的时候做的不是很好，所以你会在你的吃饭的时候就想说，等一下我打坐我一定要认真，才不会白来。那这代表什么？代表你只有你在打坐的时候才能用功。
So you also have that kind of experience when you were in the 7-day retreat or 10-day retreat, and you feel that you didn't sit quite well. So when you were eating, you were thinking about, oh, later on, I will try, when I sit, I will really be trying very hard to sit well. So that means you feel like eating is not something, not a practice. It's only sitting on the cushion. You equate that as practice.
或者你从宿舍要走到禅堂，在这段路上呢，你也是急急忙忙要从宿舍赶到禅堂要去打坐，或者从禅堂回到斋堂的路上也是急急忙忙的要赶去吃饭。赶着吃完饭要赶着出坡，赶着出坡要赶着去休息，这样睡饱了下午才不会昏沉，所以你一路上都是在赶赶赶。
Also, if you coming from the dormitory, going to a Chan hall, you will just rush in it and wanted to get to your cushion and sit and then have a good sit. Or if you were in the dining hall and you just quickly eat your food and finish it and then quickly finish your work assignment, and because you want to, you know, shorten that time so you could go back to your dorm and rest, and then so that later on you will have a good sit. All these rush, it's so that you could have a good sit. It's not the right attitude.
所以这感觉就是很明显，就是只有打坐才能调整，其他时间都是是没有办法做用功的时间。那但是其实如果我们平常的时候不去调整，等到你上了普团才开始调整，那其实已经太慢了。
These examples, it just illustrate that the attitude that people usually have is that they only think that when they are sitting in the cushion and meditate, then they are really putting efforts. All other times, they don't need to pay attention or adjust their body and mind. So if that is the case, it is really too late when you sit down in a cushion and you wanted to have a good sit, because your body and mind are very tense and you're all very rushed, so it will not yield a very good meditation.
因为我们的身心状态并不是像电灯开关一样，一开它就亮，一关它就暗。我们的调整的方式应该是要渐进式的，就好像一台车它在在行驶当中，我们要让它这台车停下来的话，应该是放开油门，慢慢的踩刹车，让它慢慢的停。那如果我们紧急刹车的话，车子可以停，但是车子里面的乘客会很不舒服，或者甚至造成这台车失控打滑，会发生意外。所以我们这个调整身心的过程必须要缓和，不能急躁。
So you need to, our body and mind are not like light. It's, you can switch on and off, just switch, you know, just touch the switch. No, it really needs to give time to gradually adjust your body and mind. It's like your car, you know, when you drive a car, if you want to stop the car, you can't suddenly just press the stop, the pedal to stop the car. Even though the car will stop, but then the people inside the car will be very uncomfortable. So if you want to have the car stopped and then people inside the car also feel very comfortable, you have to slowly let go of the pedal and then let the car gradually stop. This is like also our body and mind. If you want to adjust and you need to give time and have a gradual adjustment, not sudden adjustment.
比如说你刚刚跟别人吵了一架，然后现在马上要求你静下来打坐，那这个时候心能够安定吗？就算可以，也需要花比较长的时间才能让心安定。
For example, if you just had a very heated argument with somebody, and you really are very angry inside, and so if you immediately sit down and meditate, will your mind really be able to calm down and then focus on your meditation? No, even though you could sit down and meditate, but it's going to take much longer time for your mind and body to adjust, you know, to calm down and then finally get into the meditation mode.
所以当我们去参加禅期的时候，它其实就是一个对我们身心调整的成果的验收。所以只要一上座，你的身心状态就会告诉你你的成果怎么样。如果你平常睡眠不够的，你打坐就是先睡觉， 哦，那你平常用脑过多的，就是妄念一大堆。哦，那你如果平常姿势不正确的，你就开始这里痛那里痛。哦，那所以你就知道，除非你已经是很有经验的修行者，不然的话，在你克服昏沉妄想跟各种疼痛的折磨之前呢，啊，你要想要顺利的用上方法是一件很困难的事情。
So when we enter into a 7-day or 10-day retreat, that actually the retreat is a very good time to really let you know whether your body and mind have been, you know, adjusted during the daily living to the point that, you know, you are actually able to really have a good retreat. So in other words, that is the time that is sort of like tell you how you were doing during the daily life. So for example, if you, when you start meditate in the beginning of the retreat, you find yourself really very drowsy and doze off a lot, that means during the daily living, you did not have enough sleep. And also, if you were someone, you know, use a lot of thinking during the daily life, then when you sit down in the beginning of the retreat, you will have a lot of wandering thoughts. Or when someone has bad postures, and then when they start meditate during the retreat, they will feel a lot of bodily pain. And these are all symptoms to illustrate to you that during the daily life, you have not spent enough attention and time to adjust your body and mind so that they become much more, they become a better condition for you to really focus on your practice and really get into deeper practice.
所以我们要先从五条开始，就是调饮食、睡眠、调身、调息，还有调心。好，那这个调整的过程是一个由粗而细，然后由外而内，然后由身到心，然后由活动到极静的过程。好，所以我们调整的时候必须依照这些渐进式的过程来做调整。
So what should we do? We need to begin cultivating five areas. One is eating, sleeping, your body and your breathing and your mind. And then when you adjust these five areas, it started from coarse to final, finite, and then from external to internal, and from body to mind, and from the moving activity into much more quiet and still process. So these are the areas and the progress and projection of how to adjust your body and mind.
好，那我们先从调饮食开始讲起哈。那正常的饮食，我们应该要知道什么该吃，什么不该吃，以及如何吃。
Let's first start talking about adjust our food. We need to, the normal eating, we need to know what you should eat, you should not eat, and how to eat.
那禅修期间不要吃太饱，吃太饱你就会打瞌睡，那也不要故意饿肚子，你太饿的话你整个人就没有力气。
For example, during the retreat period, don't eat too much. If you eat too much, then you will doze off. Or don't intentionally not eat. Let yourself be hungry, because if that's the case, you won't have energy.
那如果水喝多了，你这个人整个人的身体会很重。好，那你就，而且你经常要跑厕所，你就干扰你打坐。那如果你水喝少了，你身体会发热，那个会上火，你也坐不住。
And don't drink too much water. If you drink too much water, your body becomes very heavy, and then you will go to the bathroom quite often, and that will also interfere with your sitting. nor you should drink very little water. If that's the case, then your body will be very, very hot, you know, there's a lot of fire inside your body, so then you will not also sit still.
那我们吃的东西尽量不要有刺激性的，那以营养的为主。那喝的东西也是不要喝有刺激性的，也是以清淡的为主。
And when the food we eat, try not to eat food that has a lot of stimulation, you know, stimulating kind of character. Just eat food that is nutritious. That's the more focus you should pay attention to. And for the drinks, don't drink something also very stimulating. Try to drink something that's light and bland. It's better.
那但是我们在参加密集禅修以外的时间，我们平常的饮食应该要怎么样去调整呢？那我自己是曾经担任过香港的点座，所以有一些研究，现在跟大家分享一下。
Now, what about outside the retreat? How should we adjust our food? Now, myself have been the kitchen supervisor before, so I had some research about this area, so I want to share what I found with all of you.
过去圣严师父曾经对管理厨房的原则做过开示，那师父有强调过四个要点，分别是营养、健康、卫生，还有价格合理。
Master Sheng Yan, Shifu Sheng Yan, in the past had given a talk or guidance how to manage kitchen and food. So there are four points that is very important. One is nutrition and hygiene and health and reasonable price.
那第一个营养的话就是我们吃东西要均衡，不要挑食。那但是现在有很多人会有食物过敏的现象，那但是要确定自己是真的过敏，不是挑食哦，不然的话，食物过敏会变成你挑食的一个很正当的理由。
So nutrition, that means you eat balanced food, you're not picking on certain food. So a lot of people nowadays have a lot of food allergy, so they avoid certain kind of food. But you have to be clear whether you are allergic or not, and whether it is because you are very picky on certain foods, so mistakenly to claim that you are allergic. So make sure that you are actually allergic and don't, you should eat balanced food.
那第二个是健康，那健康的话就是我们吃的食物它的本身必须是健康的东西，那比如说如果我们吃泡面或者油炸的东西或者基因改造的食品，那这些食物它其实都经过一些加工处理，你吃的越多对身体伤害越大，那还有任何一个东西你吃过量都不是好事，你光是连喝白开水喝太多都会造成水中毒，更不用说你是吃了太多的糖啊或者盐之类的东西。
Health, the second part is health means that you need to eat food that is healthy. For example, instant noodles or fried food or those food that is genetically altered. These are kind of food, they are not good for you because they have gone through a lot of process to, the more processed put into the food, the worse that they are for your health. So also any kind of food, whether they're good or bad, even if they're good, don't eat too much. If you eat too much, it's also not good for you. Or for example, even if you just drink water, if you drink too much water, you get poisoned by that too. So And not to mention about eating too much sugar or salt.
那之前我看过一部纪录片啊，是有关糖啊 ，sugar 的纪录片。那影片里面介绍了我们当我们吃了过量的糖的时候啊，会造成身体的各种不良的反应。那其中有一个画面让我印象很深刻啊，就是它有两张脑部的MRI 的断层的扫描的图片，那有一张是吃了大量的糖的脑，另外一张是吸食了骨科碱的脑，那两张图片看起来几乎完全一模一样，哦，那就表示说你如果吃了太多的糖，它其实同样是会有成瘾性的。
For example, sugar, I have seen several documentaries introducing about sugar. And one, it struck me, well, one particular documentary was that it shows two MRI scan. And then two of these, one is for eating over amount of sugar, what's going to happen in this person's brain wave. And the other is if someone is smoking either cocaine or heroin. These two MRI images, they look almost identical. So that shows that even if you drink, if you consume too much sugar, it's also addictive.
那全美国大概有60万种的加工食品，那其中80%都是有额外加糖的，哦，那而且，所以我们摄取了过多的糖分，其实它就会造成我们的过胖，还有癌症、糖尿病、高血压、心脏病，甚至是那个老年痴呆的一个重要的原因。
So in the U.S., there are about 600,000 food products that is processed food. And within the 600,000 different kinds, 80% of them all added with a large amount of sugar. So if you consume this kind of food with a lot of sugar in it, then either you will become obese, or you might have cancer, or diabetes, high blood pressure, or heart disease. Even the Alzheimer will also, as a possibility, you will get more chances of getting that if you consume too much sugar.
那在早期的观念，我们会认为说，会造成我们过胖的原因，主要是因为我们吃的东西里面含有太多的脂肪，哦，那但是后来发现，即使把食物当中的脂肪把它去掉，过胖的现象还是没有好转。那这是因为当我们把食物当中原有的脂肪拿掉之后，那个东西会变得很难吃。那如果东西不好吃，消费者就不想买，那厂商就赚不到钱，所以为了要让食物变得好吃，他们就加糖。所以很多的所谓的低脂或者脱脂的食品啊，他们虽然少了脂肪，但是多了糖。
So earlier idea is that obesity was caused because there are a lot of fat in the food that they consumed.Later, what happened is they tried to get rid of the fat in the food. So, but then after they did that, the obesity situation still remained pretty much the same, didn't improve. This is because that for those food that people take out the fat in the food, they become like low-fat or non-fat food. Because the taste of that is really unbearable. So if it's unbearable, then nobody will buy the food. Therefore, the merchants, in order to make more money, so they would try to improve the taste of the food with low-fat or non-fat by adding a lot of sugar into it.
我自己就有一个亲身经历哈，有一次我，有人从台湾带来的那个吉隆仙草，那我就泡了一包，那我就只加了仙草，我没有加糖，也没有加那个淀粉，就只加了水，结果非常的难喝，对，我喝完的时候几乎快要吐出来，对，那这就让我想起我以前在台湾喝到的烧仙草不是这个味道啊，那个在台湾喝到那是又浓又稠又好又甜又很好喝哦，那我才知道原来那是因为他们加了很多的糖，加了很多的太白粉，哦，所以可以证明再怎么难吃的东西加了糖它都会变得很好吃。
I have experienced this myself. For example, someone bought a few instant this kind herb kind of drink from Taiwan. That is this drink is the claiming to be no sugar added and no starch added. So I prepare one. And I tried to drink it, and it was really, it's really taste bad. It was really bad. I almost wanted to vomit it out when I just had the taste. And then it made me reflect on my past experience of this particular herb drink. It was really delicious. When I had it in Taiwan, it was really creamy and sweet, and it's really good flavor in the mouth. So then I realized that what happened in the past was that people adding sugar and starch, that's why it tastes so good. This proves that no matter how bad taste a food is, as soon as you add sugar, it will change the flavor.
那为什么我们吃的糖反而会让我们变胖呢？那是因为当大量的糖分进入我们体内的时候，我们的血糖会瞬间升高。那为了避免我们的血糖过高，我们的肝脏就会开始努力工作。那它会努力的把糖转化为脂肪。那些脂肪就会囤积在我们的体内。那这种囤积的速度，它是远远超过我们人体的消耗量。那长期下来，我们当然就变胖了。
Why do people become obese when they consume too much sugar? That is because large amount of sugar enter into our body, it will raise up our glucose level. And then if that's the case, then the liver will start working very hard to try to transform this glucose to change that into fat so that it will store into our body. And this kind of speed is really the speed of transform the glucose into fat into our body is faster than what we ourselves exhaust the amount of the fat. So therefore, because we did not exhaust enough, so more and more will store as fat in our body. That's why we become fat.
那根据统计，平均美国人一天的糖分的摄取量是26茶匙。那但是美国心脏协会提出的糖分的建议摄取量是男性一天9茶匙，女性一天6茶匙。
So statistically, there's this data shows that in average, every American daily consumption for sugar is 26 teaspoons. But according to the Association of Heart, American Association of Heart, it recommends that for male every day only 9 teaspoons of sugar, and for female is 6 teaspoons.
所以下次我们买东西的时候要注意什么？我们进到超市买东西的时候，记得阅读每样食品它都有那个食品的营养标示，哦，那所以你可以看一下那个包装上，它这个食品它上面含有多少公克的糖在里面。那其实最好的方式呢，就是少吃加工食品跟那些包装食品。最好的食物就是新鲜的蔬果，哦，它越没有加工，它是越好的。
So next time when you go to the supermarket to buy food, please remember to read the nutrition facts and make sure that you pay attention to the level of sugar fat, and buy the best way to eat is to consume less those food that is processed food or packaged food. It's better to buy food that is fresh vegetable and not packaged or processed. The more processed food, the less natural or better food that is.
所以可乐、汽水，这个千万不要喝，尽量不要喝，这个大家都知道。那还有果汁，哦，大家也许会觉得果汁是很健康，可是其实果汁它就是把水果的果肉跟纤维它都过滤之后剩下来的糖水，哦，所以如果你想要摄取水果的营养，请直接吃水果，哦，而不要是喝过滤之后的水果口味的糖水。
Also, don't drink soft drinks. I guess we all know that because there are a lot of sugar in that. Also, juice. Some people would think, oh, juice, fruit juice is very healthy, but in fact, juice means that they have filtered through all these fiber, yeah. It has filtered through all the fibers and all the fruit meat. And then what's left is just this sugar water. So if you drink a juice, it's actually nothing but sugar water you are consuming. So if you really want vitamins, if you want fibers in fruits, you just eat the fruits and not turn that into juice.
好，那另外一个我们要注意的就是基因改造食品。好，那现在的基因改造科技，它有主要的农作物有分成两种，一种是内建杀虫剂，另外一种是对杀虫剂免疫。
So the next kind of food we need to avoid is the genetic modified organism. There are two kinds of it. One is the kind of agricultural is called internally developed pesticide. The other kind is that genetically altered so they could tolerate any kind of pesticide.
那所谓的内建杀虫剂的作物呢，它的代表作是玉米，哦，他们就是把一种会产生毒素的细菌，把它打进那个玉米的基因里面，哦，那让这个玉米它每个细胞它本身就会产生一种有毒的蛋白质，哦，那当那些昆虫来吃的时候，这些毒素就会让昆虫的肠胃崩裂，然后它就死掉了。
The symbolic product of this kind is corn. Now, nowadays, they have developed this kind of corn by injecting kind of protein that is poison to insects. So when insects eat these kind of coins, they will die their internal organs completely will be destroyed when they eat this kind of coin. So that is the kind we call internally developed pesticide product.
那当人吃了这一种基因改造的玉米之后呢，是不会胃肠崩裂，但是会造成我们的肠道穿孔。那因为肠道穿孔，就会让那些未经完全消化的食物，它的那个食物的大的颗粒，它会进入我们的血液循环系统里面。那我们的人体就会对这些未经消化完全的食物产生一种抗拒的反应。那这一种抗拒的反应就是我们一般讲的食物过敏。
Now, what happens if human beings eat this kind of coins? We won't, you know, have our internal organs, you know, intestines completely destroyed, but it's gonna cause us. I think it's like your stomach will become also kind of. You will have some kind of hole created, and all the food that you take in then will go into your blood system, and then you not completely properly digest your food. And if you go into the blood system, then our human body will develop this reaction to fight over the condition. And by fighting the reaction of fighting over this kind of condition, we call that food allergy.
那这个就好像一台应该是加汽油的车，可是你去给它加柴油，那这种毒素啊，它一旦进入我们的体内，它就会产生一连串各式各样的疾病。那这些疾病包括食物过敏、糖尿病，还有免疫系统疾病、老人痴呆、肾脏病、癌症、甲状腺疾病以及心脏病。
So it's like you, a car needs gasoline, but you add oil instead of gasoline. Then if that's the case, you put in a poison into a human body, then all sorts of kind of illnesses will be developed. For example, like food allergy, you will have diabetes, you will have immunodisease, you know, you will have Alzheimer's, kidney problems, cancer, thyroid problem, or heart disease, all because of this kind of food that you shouldn't take in.
那另外一种基因改造的科技，它就是对杀虫剂免疫，它就是说对那些农药免疫。那代表作就是黄豆。
The other kind is the, you know, this kind of genetic altered product is so that they are immune to those pesticides. And the symbolic product is soybeans.
那你种这种黄豆，你喷的农药就只会杀死其他的杂草，黄豆不会有事。那所以对农人来讲非常的方便。
So for this kind of produce, if you spray pesticide, all other kind of plants will die, but soybeans. So for the farmers, they're very happy because, you know, they want soybeans to live and they don't want the other plants to live. So this is very ideal for them.
那在动物实验当中啊，吃的这种基因改造黄豆的老鼠，它会发生它的生殖器受损，然后生下来的小老鼠很容易夭折，那就算活下来也没有办法再繁衍下一代，所以就是会生出没有生育能力的老鼠。
So this kind of soybeans if you feed, they're doing some experiment in the laboratory, and when they feed this kind of soybeans to rat, then they will develop this kind of a problem with their reproduction organ. It will be destroyed. So they cannot have proper babies. And even if their baby was born, the baby won't last very long. So they cannot reproduce once they consume this kind of soybeans.
那人吃了之后会有什么样的状况呢？人吃了之后会提高不孕症的几率，还有自闭症，还有提早老化、癌症、湿疹，还有巴金森氏症等等的几率。
If human beings consume this kind of food, then they will, what kind of conditions they will have? First of all, they will have a higher level of not able to become pregnant for women. Also, they will have develop children that is autism. Also people will become age much faster. Also, they will have a chance of develop cancer or eczema or Parkinson's disease. The rate of having these disease much higher.
那从1996年开始，基因改造的玉米跟黄豆它开始进入美国的食品市场。哦，那其中有 88% 的玉米是给基因改造过的，那其中 94% 的黄豆是基因改造的。
Since 1996, the genetic altered corns and soybeans started to come into the food market. So if you are in the supermarket or food market that you go and buy your food, 88% of the corns are genetically altered, and 94% of the soybeans are genetically altered.
那有人也许会问说，如果基因改造食品对人体这么糟糕，政府为什么会允许它上市？很简单，因为FDA 没有说实话。
Then the question is, if that is the case, how come the government would allow this kind of food to come into our market? Very simple, because FDA lied.
那因为这背后有庞大的利益关系，那细节我们就不讲，如果大家有兴趣的话可以去看这部纪录片，叫做基因轮盘。
So there are a lot of political involved political issues and huge money making relationships behind this whole thing, soWe're not going to talk about that here. So if you're interested, you can go to YouTube and see this documentary called Genetic Roulette.
那我们知道基因改造对人体的危害之后呢，我们去买菜的时候，我们应该注意什么？
Now we know the bad benefits, the bad situation will cause us for if we consume these kind of genetic altered food, then what do we do when we go to the market?
首先呢，豆腐对华人，尤其是素食的华人来讲，是我们几乎每天都会吃的东西。那豆腐是黄豆做的，哦，所以下次买豆腐的时候，请记得买有一个标签，就是非基因改造的标签的这一种盒装豆腐。那如果我们买的是那种便宜的桶装豆腐，哦，那会有94%的机会它是基因改造的。
First, you know, tofu to Chinese, especially those vegetarians, tofu is almost like a daily food. So it's very important. Next time when you go and buy tofu, make sure that the sign on the package will tell you it's not a genetic altered soybeans, and don't try to buy cheap, you know, bulk kind of tofu, because if you do, 94% chances is that these are made from genetic altered soybeans.
那除了豆腐，其他的豆类制品也是一样，比如说豆包、豆肠、腐皮，还有什么酱油、大豆油，这些都有94%的机会它是基因改造的大豆制成的。
Same thing with other soybean product. There's all kinds of, you know, soybean, you know, sausages, soybean skins, oil. It's most of them, 94% chances is that they are genetically altered, made from genetically altered soybeans. So be careful.
那有些人会讲说，我从小就是吃这些豆制品长大的，为什么我没有事？那因为这些基改大豆的出现是最近20-30年才出现的东西。哦，那如果您超过30岁，那您可能会觉得基因改造没有那么可怕，是很正常的。那但是其实这是一项新的威胁，所以我们必须要有新的应变方式来面对。
Some of you could say, oh, I've been eating soybeans when I was a kid, you know, and now I'm fine, I have nothing wrong with me. But remember, this is only recent 20 to 30 years. It just happened in the recent 20 and, to 30 years. So if you are an age more than 30 years old, then you will feel like, oh, there's nothing really wrong about you. But this is a new threat to us. So we really have to change our attitude when we deal with this kind of food.
好，那另外一个就是有关调味料的部分，就是我们煮菜的时候我们一定要加调味料嘛，如果没有加调味料食物就不好吃。那因为现代人为了要追求美味，所以发明了各种各样的调味料。那我想针对华人的饮食习惯探讨一下调味料。
What about spice? You know, to make the food taste good, we use all kinds of different spices to make our food very delicious. So, I want to talk about this. Many use what the most common spice that Chinese people use to talk about this.
那最常见的有一种调味料就是味精。那它是一种人工合成的食品增味剂，一般我们叫做 MSG。 那这个 MSG 它从最早出现在市场上到现在已经有超过100年的历史，所以我们几乎是从小吃到大。
The most common kind of spice is monosodium glutamate. It's MSG. And this is a spice that is man-made. It's man put together. It's chemically produced kind of a spice called MSG. And this spice has been in the market more than 100 years. So to Chinese people, everybody knows about MSG. Because we've been eating MSG since we were a child.
另外一种很流行的食品添加剂哦，叫做香菇精。哦，那它号称是从香菇萃取出来的一种天然的增味剂。那但是其实我个人是抱持怀疑的态度。
The other kind is mushroom sauce, and they claim this is coming from a natural mushroom, but I'm really, I am not quite sure whether that is the case.
你个人的经验就是我只要吃了有加味精或者香菇精的东西之后，我就会想要喝水，喝很多的水。那表示我的身体在告诉我里面有一些不该有的东西，想要喝水来把它稀释掉，所以建议还是少碰。
The reason is because that each time when I eat any food that added with MSG or this kind of mushroom sauce, and after that, I very, very clearly wanted to drink a lot of water. If that's the case, it's almost like my body's telling me there's something I ate, it's quite not sit well with my body, therefore you need to drink a lot of water to wash it down. So because of this experience, I recommend all of you not to touch it better.
那另外一种调味料呢，大家很常用，但是可能都没有注意到，那就是素蚝油。
The other kind is vegetarian oyster sauce.
好，很常用啊哈。那但是你如果阅读一下它的成分呢，你会发现它有味精，它有糖，有防腐剂，有色素，还有一些不知名的化学成分。所以说真的，素蚝油是一个蛮可怕的东西。
So, you know, if you really pay close attention to this vegetarian oyster or, sauce, you will find out what's the content inside the sauce. It's MSG, sugar, preservatives, food color, and all kinds of unnamed chemicals inside. Inside the sauce.
那其实我们不用这些人工合成的增味剂，也是可以煮出很好的菜肴的。那可以有一个建议，就是我们下次可以试试看，把干的香菇跟海带把它打成粉，好，然后加进我们的菜里面，它其实就跟味精的效果很像，但是重点它是天然的，好，然后。对人体没有害，而且营养丰富。
So, does that mean without adding these man-made spice, then we won't have delicious food? No. Next time, you could try to use real seaweed and real mushrooms, you know, dry seaweed and dry mushroom, and then blend it into, and then.Into powder and then add it into your food. Actually, it's quite delicious.
另外一个就是素料，比如说素火腿、素鸡、素鸭、素牛、素猪、素什么一大堆。好，那这些东西它会做出来，主要是以口感的好坏作为出发点，并不是健康。好，所以那之前也曾经有新闻说，制造素料的厂商啊。他为了让口味更逼真，他直接加进真的肉进去。
What about these vegetarian product? You know, you have vegetarian ham, vegetarian chicken, vegetarian duck, vegetarian beef, cow, and all kinds of vegetarian products. And these products are created so that you really have this good flavor and good feelings when you eat them.And it's not coming from a nutritious or health perspective. So when they create that, sometimes the manufacturer wants to make this even real, almost like the flavor is so real. They actually add meat into it. So you should be very, very careful.About these kind of product.
那另外一个就是烹调的方式，我们除了食材的挑选，那个烹调的方式也是很重要的一环。那以华人的烹调方式的话，就是大部分就是热锅下油爆浆，然后再把菜放进锅里面炒。因为我从小就是看我妈妈这样子炒，所以也觉得理所当然。那但是如果你从健康的角度来看这种烹调方式的时候，你就会发现不是这么一回事。
What about the way you cook the food, right? It's important to choose the right kind of food to eat, but it's also very important how you cook them. For example, majority of Chinese people, they use stir fry. You know, they first heat up the oil and then put in the ginger and then put a green vegetable and then just stir fry in the wok. That's how I saw my mother make the dish, you know, since I was a child. So it seems like it's reasonable. It's nothing really wrong about that. But if you look deeply, then you will know there's some problem about that way of cooking.
我们要知道，所有的食用油都有一个特性，就是当它的温度超过一定的程度的时候，它油就会开始变质。那原本对身体有益的油，它会变成有害。那这个温度会依照不同种类的油而有所不同。那这一个温度我们称之为冒烟点。
We all know that different kind of food oil, that the cooking oil, they are different based on the temperature that, you know, certain kind of temperature heating when you heat it up. And it's called smoke point, you know. So when the oil heated up to a certain point, the chemical will change in the oil to become harmful to your body.
所以不管是哪一种油，只要它超过温度超过的冒烟点，或者是你看到这个油开始冒烟，那就表示它已经开始变成坏的油。所以我们的烹调的方式，它就决定了我们吃进去的油它的好跟坏。
So for example, when you heat up the oil, if you see the oil started to come, the smoke started to generate, then that oil has already turned bad because that has the chemical, has the bad part of the chemical already in the oil right now. So if you consume that, it's not good for your body.
所以油炸其实是一种最糟糕的烹调方式哈，好，那煎比油炸好一点，但是还是不好。那高温快炒又稍微好一点，但还是不是很理想。所以最安全的方式就是水煮或卤炖或者蒸。
So you now based on that knowledge, you know that the deep fried food is bad, really bad for you. And what about the one you braided, you know, in the wok? And that's not good either, but it's not as bad as the deep fry. And also, if you use the stir fry, quickly stir fry, it's a little better than that one, than the braided one. And so the best and the safe way of cooking is either you cook in the water or you make a stew, or you steam it.
好，那其实还有蛮多东西可以讲哈。那但是我不想花太多时间在这上面。如果有兴趣的话，欢迎来到香港跟我们的法师聊一聊。
There's a lot of things we can talk about this, but I don't want to waste too much time on this. But if you really are interested, come to DDRC and chat with the 法师。
好，那另外一个就是师父讲到的就是卫生。好，那卫生的话就是说我们不吃腐败的食物或者发霉的食物，那或者放过久已经过期的食物，那以及我们在烹调的过程当中我们的维持的清洁也是一个最基本的要求之一。
The third one is the hygiene. So we don't eat rotten food. We don't eat food with mold. We don't eat food already out of date or keep too long. And if also when we're cooking in the process, when we make food, make sure it's very clean in the cooking environment. That is very important.
那最后一样是价格合理，就是我们吃其实是为了维持我们的色身，不是为了享受。那如果某些特定的食材太昂贵，那我们可以用相似的替代品就可以。那不要为了赶流行或者追求美味而去购买那些高价的食品。
The third part is the next part we talk about is the reasonable price, right? So eating is, the purpose of eating is to maintain our physical body, so we can practice. So it's not to, for us to really lavishly to enjoy, this kind of sensation. So don't try to, get food that is so expensive. You can use similar material to replace it and don't have to spend too much money on that. Don't try to, show off that you are really, you buy food like everybody is like a very, very, fashionable to buy certain kind of food, to eat certain kind of food, and then chase this kind of flavor and then purposely spend a lot of money for the food. It's just use reasonable priced food to maintain your health and maintain your body.
那大家应该有注意到圣严师父提出列出来的这四个重点里面并没有提到美味这一项。
So have you noticed that the four points that Master Shen Yan Sifu mentioned, in these four points, there is no one point is talk about delicious flavor.
那因为吃对修行的人来讲，它只是一种延续色身的医疗行为。好，那我们的色身只是我一个修行的道器，是拿来修行用的。那所以吃它并不应该是一种拿来享受的手段，但是现代人他的我们的生活习惯完全相反，我们可以为了美味可以牺牲健康，也可以不顾价格高昂。
So eating to a practitioner is just to maintain our physical body so we are healthy. We could continue use this physical body for as a tool for practice. So it is a tool for practice. So when we eat, it's not eating so to enjoy and to chase a certain kind of this kind of sensation and satisfy one's health, and then also neglect the high price of the food. So we should consider eating as just to maintain our physical body and not to chase these kind of sensation.
好，那我们讲完了调饮食之后，我开始讲调睡眠。好，那我们打坐的时候昏沉是一个很常见的问题，那但是为什么 会昏沉，其实很简单，就是因为我们没有睡饱。
Now we finish talk about the we have to adjust the way we eat, and we're going to talk about sleep. Now why there's a lot of people when they sit down and meditate, there's a big problem is they become drowsy. Why is that?
那其实现在的人，很多人并不是很清楚到底怎么样睡觉。有的人喜欢在睡觉前读书、听音乐、滑手机、上网、看电影、聊天，各种各样的活动。
That is because you don't have enough sleep. That's why you are drowsy when you meditate. So nowadays, a lot of people, they really are, before they go to sleep, they listen to loud music. They, play in their phone, and they look at the computer. Online, they watch movie, they chat, they do all kinds of activities before they go to sleep.
那其实要帮助睡眠，我们睡前最好的活动呢，就是打坐，因为它会帮助我们的身跟心都沉淀下来。
Now the best way to help someone to have a good sleep is to meditate before you go to sleep, because when you meditate, it will help you calm your body and mind.
那在经典里面， 会提到说我们睡眠的时间其实只有4个小时，就是晚上10点到凌晨2点，那其他的时间是拿来打坐或者进行的。
In the sutra, it talks about, you know, actually, we only sleep 4 hours from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. The rest of the time, we use it for meditation or walking.
那要让我们的睡眠调到这样子的状态，其实是是可以的啊，但是条件是说，你白天的时候，你打坐做得很好。如果你白天打坐做得乱七八糟，只睡这四个小时是不够的。
You know, you could maintain this kind of schedule if during the day you have good sit. If you don't sit well during the day, 4 hours are not enough.
那也许有人会听到说，哦，睡四个小时就够。那所以就故意只睡四个小时，哦，那可能是为了证明自己打坐做得很好。所以半夜2点就起来要做给别人看，怕别人不知道自己的功夫很好。哦，那通常这样子的人他晚上会睡不够，那白天就继续睡。那在这种昏沉的状况之下，方法不可能用得好，所以就变成晚上睡得不够，白天也昏昏沉沉。哦，那这样一个禅期就这样毁了。
Some people, after they heard that the sutra said, you know, you only sleep 4 hours, so they purposely only sleep 4 hours, try to prove to others that they actually sit quite well, they only sleep 4 hours. But what happened to people like that is during the day, they become drowsy, and then, because during the day, they do not have a good sit, so at nighttime, they could not sleep well. So during the night, they did not sleep well, so they didn't have good rest during the night. And during the day, they're pretty drowsy. So the whole retreat, after this back and forth, they won't have a good retreat.
所以我们在调睡眠的时候，必须是由我们的身体自己去调整，并不是说我们刻意的说就只睡多少时间，这样子是不健康的。
So when we adjust our sleep, it's allowing our body to gradually, you know, adjust the what is needed. It's not we purposely, you know, set some kind of schedule and hours that force our body to only sleep certain hours. That is not natural.
那另外一个就是我们睡觉的时候会有一些现代的新科技会影响我们的睡眠，那其中有三样东西，就是手机的信号，还有无线网络 WiFi 的信号，以及蓝牙的信号，这三样东西都会影响我们的睡眠。
Also, the modern life, the environment where we sleep also will affect us. There are 3 things. One is your phone, mobile phone, and the other is the Wi-Fi, and then the other is Bluetooth. These 3 things, you know, that seems some kind of waves will affect your sleep quality.
所以我们尽量睡觉的时候，手机不要放在旁边，或者你把它开到飞行模式。那 Wi-Fi 的信号也把它关掉，蓝牙信号也把它关掉。那这样子会对你的睡眠品质有帮助。
So when we sleep, before you go to sleep, you turn your phone into airplane mode and turn off your Bluetooth and off your Wi-Fi signal.
那接下来要讲调身。好，那在我们参加精进禅修的时候，一般讲的调身就是讲的我们的七支做法。我们要怎样让我们的姿势是正确的，这样会帮助我们打坐。
So let's move to talk about how to adjust our body. You know, when we talk about during the retreat, we normally talk about how do we sit in a cushion. You know, there's a 7 points to check how we sit when we meditate and during the retreat.
那当我们不是参加精进禅修的时候，我们平常的时候要调身， 那这个时候就要讲到戒律。
Now, when we are not in the intensive retreat and we are in, you know, everyday daily living, then when we talk about adjusting our body, then we need to talk about precepts.
那持戒其实它是帮助我们自己培养出一种良好的习惯。那所谓的习惯就是我们自然而然就会这么做。比如说我们写字的时候习惯用右手，或者吃饭的时候习惯先喝汤，睡觉的时候习惯趴着睡，这就是一些生活中的一些小细节，我们不必经过思考我们就会出现的行为，那这个就是我们的习惯。
So upholding the precepts is actually helping us to cultivate a kind of a good habits. For example, the so-called habit is just naturally it's a natural way that we do things. For example, when we are right-handed, we used to use right hand to write words, and if we have this habit of eating meals, we will first drink the soup before we eat the solid food, and or when we sleep on our stomach. All these little details are the habits of ours. It's like you don't even have to go through your thinking, then you naturally will behave that way. That is our habits. And it is called, so holding the precept is helping us to cultivate and develop good habits.
那我们持戒就是要把不好的习惯把它调整成为好的习惯。那之所以它会成为习惯，就是因为我们每次遇到同样的境界的时候，我们会都会做出同样的反应。那久了之后，我们反应就变成反射性的动作。它不会经过大脑思考就会做出反应，那这其实就是我们练习的结果。
So yeah, upholding the precepts and cultivating chan is to help us to develop a good habits and then try to help us get away from the bad habits we used to have. So for example, that when you go to an intensive retreat, you need to really you don't eat a lot of big food. You go to your pub or all these kind of bad habits you don't follow, and you try to cultivate a good habit to help you to settle your body and mind, so that you don't even have to think. When you deal with situations, you naturally know how to react to the situation, and because you have spent time and cultivating these good habits, and then naturally when situation occurred, then you know what to do, you know what to follow.
我们的身跟口的行为是由心念推动的，所以我们要改变习惯必须先从我们的心念开始改变起。
So the way we change our body and the way and mind and the way we change our body and change our speech is through by changing the way we think. So we need to focus first on changing the mind and attitude.
那心念的力量看起来好像微不足道，但是其实这种心念的力量它是可以累积的。那当这个力量累积到一定的程度的时候，就会由我们的身跟口表现出来。
So when we think about the mind, our mind, the thought coming from our mind, you will feel like this is nothing, there's not much of power on the thought. But the thought actually is like the little drips of waters. When it becomes, it will accumulate. So it will then change the way. Accumulate enough will change the way we behave and change the way we talk.
那圣严师父他曾经说过，当他遇到每一个人，他心里面起的第一个念头就是如何让对方能够得到好处。 哦，而并不是说要怎么样从对方身上得到好处。哦，那这个其实就是从心念开始做起。所以因为这样子的心念，所以圣严师父他身跟口他呈现出来反应都是充满慈悲跟智慧。哦，那这是我们可以学习的地方。
For example, 师父 Master 圣严 he said when he met anyone the first time, the first thought in his mind is how could I bring benefits to this person? So it's not like how can I get some good benefits from this person? So this kind of thought it will arise in his mind because of that Sifu's reflected out of his body and mind, you see, is full of compassion and wisdom. So this is a good example that for us to really learn from 师父 Master 圣严。
那我们就不详细的去讲每一条戒的内容哈。那我们是讲就是如果我们犯了戒怎么办？就很简单，我们要忏悔，把它改过来就好。
So I'm not going to go into details about different precepts. So we want to talk about what happened if we really break the precepts. What do we do? It's very simple. You just repent and change it.
但是当我们忏悔的时候呢，不要认为说忏悔过后就没事了。哦，其实我们做过的事情还是有它的因果关系。比如说你看到一个朋友的新手机很喜欢，你就把它带回家，那被发现了之后你就说哦，我很惭愧，我向你忏悔，然后手机就是你的了。哦，当然不是这样，你手机还是要还人家。
So also don't think that Repentance doesn't mean that once you repent, then nothing will happen. No, because anything you have done, there is following this rule of causes and effect. So, for example, if you look at someone's new phone and you really like it, and you take it home, and then when someone discovers that, you say, oh, I'm very sorry, but, and then you didn't do anything else but only says I'm sorry. That's not right, because you still keep the phone. So you have to return the phone to that person. So just saying I'm sorry is not enough.
所以忏悔并不是说忏悔之后就不用负责了，而是说我们承认错误，然后我们会勇于承担后果。
Repentance means you take the responsibility of what you have done and you repent that and you change it and so that you won't do that again. So this is the proper repentance.
那之前曾经有人问过一个问题，就是如果我做了很多的好事，那也曾经做过很多的坏事，那能不能够将功赎罪？
And the people ask, you know, I have done a lot of good deeds. Also, I have done a lot of bad deeds. Can those two sort of like dissolve each other?
那我们要了解，我们佛法讲因果是贯通三世的。哦，那我们之前做过的事，不管好或者坏，它累积起来的业力是一直都在的。那我们要让业力消失，只有两种方法，一个是受报，另外一个是你开悟解脱。
So Buddhism talks about cause and effect. Actually, cause and effect actually carry through three different periods: past, present, and future. So these kind of karmic force will continue.Exist with you. And the way to dissolve these karmic power, there are two ways. One is you have to go through it, whatever you need to pay, whatever you need to experience, because of what you have done in the past, you have to just take it. And that's one way. And the other is when you are enlightened, then you have a different way of perceiving these kind of karmic force, and then when you get enlightened, then they get dissolved in that way.
所以我们受了报，当然业力它就消失了嘛。那或者你开了悟，它就变成没有承受或者造作这个业力的主体，而这个业力就变得没有意义。
So the first way is, you know, you have done something in the past, and there's a karmic force, and then when it happened in this lifetime, you just go through what you have to go through. That's one way. The second way is when you are enlightened, and they already, you have, there is no this self to experience all these karmic force. So because of that, it's also resolved.
例如佛陀在世的时候，他曾经有过头痛三天啊，那是曾经因为他过去是他打了一只鱼的头三下，所以他就感受到了这个头痛三天的果报。那但是我们说佛是一个福德圆满的人，他度了这么多的人，他应该有非常非常大的功劳，但是他依旧没有办法消掉过去的业力。
For example, the Buddha, you know, he experienced headache for 3 days. That was because in his previous lifetimes, he had hit a fish's head 3 times. So in this lifetime, he experienced this headache for 3 days. So you would say that even for Buddha, who is like someone completely, you know, complete with the compassion, wisdom, and merits, how come he still would experience this kind of headache? And that is because karmic force will not dissolve. It's following the rules of cause and effect. So even if you're a Buddha, you still will experience the past karmic force.
其实佛是开悟的人，那即使他在受报的时候，他也不会有苦的感受，因为所谓的苦，它是一种很主观的觉受。那对一个已经开了悟的人，甚至成了佛的人，他是不会有这些苦的感受的，他只是依照着因果的定律来运作。哦，那既然他不觉得苦，那承受业力的时候，他就不会成为一种障碍。
Now the difference is that the Buddha is a completely enlightened person. So when he had this headache, he is not suffering like the way that there is this self feeling this pain. So he has dissolved. He's already completely enlightened. So there is no the self-centeredness attached to his mind. Therefore, he feel like subjectively as a person feeling the pain. So that's the difference. Now, because of there is no there is no subjective person to feeling the pain. Therefore, even though he's still going through the experience of the karmic force, but to him is not an obstacle.
那既然我们没有办法将功赎罪，而且忏悔了之后也还是要负责，那我们拜忏到底有没有用？
Now the question is,Now that we can't even use the good deeds to wipe off the bad deeds, and we still need to take responsibility of what we have done in the past, then what is the function for repentance ceremony?
如果我们抱着一种如果拜了忏就不必受报的心态的话，那拜忏是没有用的。
If we do the repentance ceremony with the mind that, you know, once we have repented, then we will not experience any kind of karmic retribution, then if with that kind of mindset, repentance is not going to work.
那如果我们是抱着一种愿意承认错误，而且勇于负责的态度，那拜忏就有用。
However, if you are set your mindset this way, like, oh, I've done something bad. I'm going to take full responsibility of what I have done, and I'm here, I'm saying sorry. If you have that kind of mindset and attitude, then it will work.
因为我们在受报的时候，我们会因为拜忏，我们会在受报的时候，我们会心甘情愿。那既然心甘情愿，那我们的心里的苦就会减轻了。
The reason is that, you know, when you are having this kind of mindset already prepared to take whatever necessary and take the full responsibility of your past deeds, then this karmic retribution, when it is revealed in front, when it occurred in you, then you will feel that you're already ready to take it, so you won't feel suffer because of that.
而且在拜忏的时候，我们会随着忏文的仪轨的进行，我们会有发愿，然后而且拜忏之后，我们会开始修行，会造善业。那当我们的善业足够的时候，业报来的时候，也就不会那么痛苦。
So when we're going through the repentance ceremony and this liturgy, there's this liturgy telling you to make vows, telling you to also after repent of your past bad deeds, you need to practice, you need to cultivate virtuous deeds. So all these things that if you follow, if you accept and apply and follow it, then when the karmic retribution occurs, then you will not feel that much pain. You will not suffer that much.
就好像有两个人同样造了同样的恶业，那他们都会感得今生生病的果报。那但是其中一个人他的善业足够，他有钱可以看医生，有别人帮忙照顾。那另外一个人善业不足，他没有钱看医生。也没有钱，也没有人去照顾他，那就可以看到两个是同样的果报，可是他的感受是可以很不一样的。
So for example, two people, they had committed the same kind of bad karmas, and then during this lifetime, they both got sick because the illness is the one of the karmic retribution will occur to them. And then one person, because he has done virtuous deeds, he has accumulated enough of virtuous karma, therefore he has the money to seek for doctor, so and other people will help take care of him. On the other hand, this other person, because the other person didn't have enough virtuous karma to accumulate it, therefore he didn't have enough money to see the doctor, he didn't have anybody to take care of him. So the same kind of bad deeds that both people committed, but because one person has acquired virtuous deeds, the other has not, so the outcome would be very different.
So我们对拜忏的观念要清楚，不要抱有太多的错误的幻想。
So we need to have a clear understanding what repentance, the meaning of repentance ceremony. So don't come out with all these kind of a lot of this kind of delusions about repentance ceremony.
好，已经超过时间了，那我总结一下。所以我们这些调这五样事情啊，就是调身、调饮食、调睡眠、调身、调息跟调心。我们必须在不是等到说参加精进禅共修的时候才来调，我们应该是在平常的时候就应该要调整，那把我们的身心调整到最适合禅修的状态。那这样子我们来参加精进共修才会有效果。
Now that we have already passed our time, I just want to summarize that all these five areas we need to adjust ourselves. It's not only when you are in an intensive retreat then you do that. It's actually during daily living you have to adjust these five areas, food, sleep, your breath, your body and mind, so that you can prepare your body and mind during the every day. And then when you come to the intensive retreat, your body and mind will be already adjusted to a very good condition for you to really spend these very intensive 5 or 10 days to deepen your practice method.
那而且我们打坐的目的并不是说只是为了要修定、哦、我们修行的目的它应该是能够把我们的染污心调整为清净心，把烦恼心调整为智慧心跟慈悲心，那这个才是我们修行的主要的目的。
Also the purpose of meditation or practicePurpose of meditation is not to so that to reach samadhi. No, the purpose of meditation and practice is to transform our defiled mind into pure mind, and to change our transform the vexation into wisdom.
那最后想要用师父的一个偈子跟大家共勉、哦、那就是东西南北都很好，行住坐卧无非道，心中常抱真惭愧，忏悔报恩品最高。
Lastly, I want to share this gatha that written by my teacher Master Sun Yan. North, southEast and west, all directions are fine. Walking, resting, sitting, and sleeping, these are not separated from the way. Always maintain the mind of humility. Repentance and repayment of kindness are qualities that will keep you walking on the way.
好，那有很多部分还没讲哦，那我会把这场演讲的全文 po 上 Facebook， 大家有机会可以去看看。
There's a lot of part I did not talk about it today, so I will post my lecture into Facebook. So welcome everybody to take a look.
好，那就到这边，谢谢大家。
Thank you.